AlkaVision.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. For those of you that don't have the letters on your phone dialing thing. You know, I saw a video, it must have been 2 or 3 weeks ago, of kids that came in contact with the old Bell push-button phone. By the way, it's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
So these kids get, somebody lays one of these things down, the old Ma Bell phones, and kind of gives a ding.
The rotary
it
kind?
This was a rotary, yes. But we had both the rotary and the push button, and they looked basically the same.
Yeah.
It just changed out a little bit on the way it looked. And, you know, asked the kids to sort of fiddle with it and talk about it, and they're like, is this a telephone?
Yeah, it looks so different than what we're used to as telephones, which is a cell phone.
Right, and one kid I thought was interesting differentiated that this is a telephone versus a phone. So in his world, a mobile is a phone, and
yeah, that's the real phone.
It's actually pretty accurate distinction to make, because I mean the cell phone doesn't really. I mean, yes, it still runs on some degree of telemetry, but it's not the same as to, you know. I think that's accurate. Scientifically, it's accurate.
I thought it was interesting that kids being introduced to this piece of technology that was so important in my world when I was growing up that is just, they don't use it much anymore. And I think it's becoming less and less. More American households are just giving up the wires.
On landlines, yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know, I think it's an interesting thing that nobody talks about, because you hear all the time from previous generations where it's like, well, back in my day, you know, or we used to have this and all this stuff. And it's like, you used to have what? You know, the world changes so fast. Not just now. It was changing fast 100 years ago. And none of these things are normal.
It wasn't changing nearly as quickly. I mean, technology...
Yeah, maybe it sped up a bit, but still, nothing can be considered... Like, even the rotary phone could never be considered normal. It was only around for, what, 50 years? Out of 10,000 years of human recorded history?
That's not
long.
Sure, but whatever happened in the first 20 years of your life is the way things are supposed to be. And
that's right. There's the truth.
You get stuck, yeah.
So if you want to use your telephone to call us, it's 855-450-FREE, or you can use your mobile.
Or you can call us on Skype.
That's right. Our username is lrn.fm there, so you'll have to send a request in, and then we could do it right during the show. We can approve your request during the show, and then you can call in. And so that's lrn.fm, as in Liberty Radio Network. And let's get on with the topics here, shall we? I find this whole naming of a day, a week, a month, a year, or whatever for things, and then sort of pushing that agenda to be distasteful and boring, generally. So,
oh, Mark, by the way, you didn't know it's prostate exam day? You're supposed to get yours.
I'd love to get... Sunday's a bad choice. But, you know, and tomorrow's national don't get a shrimp caught in the back of your throat month, right? I mean, you know, there's a lot of that. However, when it fits my agenda, I suppose it's a time to go ahead and talk about something.
I like May. May's a National Masturbation Month.
Is that so?
Yep, big fan.
I thought you were going to say Breast Cancer Awareness.
Oh, I like that one, too.
There's interesting, apparently some school has taken it to the Supreme Court that girls aren't allowed to wear, excuse me, students aren't allowed to wear wristbands that say, I love boobies, the pink ones, by the...
Wow.
What's the organization that
copyrighted? Oh, Susan G. Komen Foundation, which they have their issues. They've, like, copyrighted a shade of pink.
Yeah.
They sue other charities for using that color.
Their color pink.
And the For the Cure is also copyrighted by them. But, I mean, regardless of your problems with them, that's just kind of free speech.
Indeed. Right? I think it's, you know, I mean...
What if they had a bracelet that said, I love lungs for lung cancer month,
if
you know?
If the kids were still, like, you know, a year old, nobody would have a problem with the fact saying, I love boobies.
No,
I mean, come
of
on.
Course they do, right?
You know, that's how they eat.
Mm-hmm. I think the difficulty with schools is that you can have whatever sort of level of deportment you want to have at your school, and that's fine if it's a private school. But when you have a public school and you have all these people with all kinds of different opinions forced to pay for the funding of your and the running of your school, that's when it all runs into problems. I mean, I can say whatever I want to say about the most conservative religious school banning rubber things that say I love boobies on them, but that it's an entirely different situation when they take my money mm-hmm. and maybe may or may not my one of my parents somebody I love died from breast cancer and I want you know this kind of fundraising mechanism to be used elsewhere.
It's a great marketing strategy, right?
Sure.
Who doesn't love boobies?
It is. Well, apparently today is Open Borders Day, and we talk about open borders on Free Talk Live often enough that I think it bears a little bit of explanation. So
I'm curious who declared it Open Borders Day.
Probably the people at openborders.info.
Mm-hmm. And what's their shtick?
Their shtick is that they think that the borders should be open
uh-huh.
to everybody, everywhere.
Okay, I like that.
Now, obviously, we live in on planet Earth where there are geopolitical designations, and the chances of, for instance, North Korea opening its borders on the same day that the United States or you pick the freest country in the world, I don't know what that is, opens its borders, I think that that's going to be an entirely different situation. Now, many countries up until prior to 9/11 basically operated on open borders systems. They wanted people to come in. They wanted them to spend money. And you can still get into most South American, Central American, Caribbean countries and spend money all you want. They don't care. They have taken some money from the U.S. federal government, the State Department, to put some show in the way. But mostly they don't care. And even if you want to go work, they still really don't care that much. It's just their bureaucracies are being built up by the United States. But here in the United States, There's a few different classifications of people who dislike the idea of open borders. One, the protections.
Republicans?
Well, what do you think the Republicans, some Republicans, obviously, what do you think that it is that they dislike?
Brown people.
You think that there's, okay. So
I think that there are racists who do not like open borders.
I don't think that most Republicans are racist, and I think that can be evidenced by the...
Okay, I'm conflating the two, obviously. Yeah. You're right.
But I do think that most, out-and-out racist organizations tend to lean Republican as far as their membership
yeah,
goes.
Yeah, well, what about that group? What was it? What were they called? The group that would like sit on the border and like basically the Minutemen. Yes, they were pretty much considered to be conservative types, huh?
Yep, and I think that some of those people are about law and order.
Yep.
I think a lot of them are. So some of them are just flat-out bigotry, and I think that's a small percentage, but it's the easiest way to be bigoted, right?
Yeah, I mean, bigots will hide under that cloak, but do you think that there
Why do you think they do that? I mean, if what you say about race is true, right, just, and good, then just come out and say it. You don't have to use right. code words with me. Just come on and tell me.
I wish they would, because then you'd know who they are, right? And you could stay away from them.
Come on and tell me why people with cockatin in their skin are better than people with melanin in their skin. And what it is, tell me. I don't care. Convince me.
Well, Mark, it's our culture. They're destroying our culture. We have this very important spirit of freedom in America, and people want to come in and take it away.
But why would they? Why are they fleeing to a free country to take away the freedom?
Well, because they just hate our freedom.
Whatever that is. So there's right. That's so there's a little bit.
And obviously we don't have freedom here.
No.
So there's a little bit of xenophobia.
Yes.
Right? So but now that's different than racism or bigotry. But it's
yeah, it's related. I'd say they're in the same family. Yeah, but. But yes, sure, xenophobia. Like you said a few minutes ago, the protectionism is in there too.
Right.
The fear that
they're making our jobs.
Yes, that's a big one. I think that's kind of related to xenophobia too.
I think that the law and order folks, you know, they're illegal. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. The conversation's over once I say they're illegal. Right. And I'd like to talk about all of those things.
Yeah,
so
let's
got a list of the benefits of open borders, and I would like to talk about sort of the the other parts. And if there are parts I've missed, please let me know. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And we're talking about open borders. It's Open Borders Day. And, yeah, I think that the whole name it a day thing is trite. I'll give you that. But... Nonetheless, it's an opportunity, right? And so let's use the opportunity. So in the last segment, we were talking about kind of the arguments for closed borders. And I'd like to start with they took our jobs, the idea that that labor should be restricted while passing over borders. But, for instance, with the NAFTA treaty. Now, goods and services can pass over borders for Canada and Mexico all they want. That's fine. No big tariffs there. That's, they've made this contract that the Americas should, goods and services should be able to, or goods should be able to pass across borders. But labor, services essentially, can't. People, individuals, can't do it. Because that would supposedly diminish, and I think it's realistic to say that it would diminish the the costs when supply demand, right?
Well, I don't know if I really agree with that. Yeah, I mean, you could say like if there are a bunch of people who can all do a low skilled job, mm-hmm. Sure, then there's not going to be much. But I work as a voiceover artist, okay, and. Essentially, it's a global marketplace. Yep. I'm competing with people from all over the place. Nobody cares if I live in New Hampshire or wherever, as long as I have the right accent that they're looking for.
Yep.
But, there are all kinds of people every day who decide, oh, I think I should get into voiceover. I have a nice voice. And they've come into the market and they audition on online casting sites and they are charging really low rates because they're just getting started out. And there are lots of old hat kind of voiceover artists who really complain about this because they're used to basically being in a really protected cocoon where they have a demo and they send it to an agent and their agent gets some high paying jobs. And
well, it now used to we be have with radio ads mm-hmm. that every time the ad played,
yeah, they would get paid.
They'd get paid on
right.
it. And you just can't use that model anymore.
No. Now it's a full buyout and you're doing, a 30-second ad for $150, and that's not much, right, when you're used to getting royalty checks for the rest of your life whenever the ad plays.
How long does it take you to cut a 30-second ad? I've done a few 30-second ads in my life, and I'm thinking...
It depends. I mean, sometimes it'll take me a half hour. Sometimes sometimes I do it in one take and it sounds great. But
$150, I'm just looking, in a half an hour. Now, I'm not saying you can line up a bunch of those, but how many $150 half an hours do you have in a day for that day to have been successful?
Sure, exactly. But you do spend a lot of your time auditioning and doing unpaid work to find jobs. That's the other thing, unless you have an agent. But the whole reason I brought this up is that, it is a changing world. Whether we like it or not, there is going to be more competition in the marketplace for voiceovers or for whatever job. And the flip side of that is that the consumer, the person who's buying those services, has more choices. It's easier to find the right person, and they might pay less for it, which is great because we're all consumers of something.
Right? Yeah, and this is something, too, though, that I think is a real misnomer and kind of a myth, that people are coming over, illegals are coming in and taking away jobs. Actually, professionalism as a whole is disappearing. By and large, because who's really taking the jobs are interns and a lot of unpaid college students that will do the work for free and will not demand what they're worth.
Yeah.
They're not demanding their worth.
Exactly.
But they should be getting paid. And there's in the writing field, this is a big deal where a lot of writers are getting completely undercut by essentially amateurs. And I don't mean that as an insult, but,
people will write for free.
Yeah, there's professionalism that's just going out the door, and this is happening on a global market.
Yeah,
it's not illegals coming in. It's happening probably with the young people. You're going to have to ban the young people from your country.
The same people who complain about the illegals, I think, also would complain about the young people.
But they don't, because it is not, because because illegals can't vote. People from other countries who are here without the proper documentation can't vote. But the parents of the young people who you'd be complaining about absolutely can. They can write letters to the editor. They can complain to your boss, and they can get you fired.
But
if you say, I'm just sick and tired of these young people coming in and taking jobs, no one would say that because they're cowardly.
Yeah, well,
I do hear baby boomers say that about them. They have all kinds of things to say about kids these days. They're lazy.
Plenty of criticisms between generations to go around, but they're not asking for the mass deportation of college students, which is what, if they were being consistent, they should be, because that's where all your jobs are going, and they're getting paid less. It's the same exact metrics and criteria that they put on Mexicans or whatever other group of people that are coming in.
That's true. That's
and
a great
let's
point.
Forget it, right, not to leave him blameless, the deporter in chief here, Barack Obama, has deported more people. I believe it's twice what George Bush deported in his presidency.
Sure.
So to lay this at the door of Republicans, although I do think that Republicans bear some of the blame here, quite a bit of the blame, the Democrats, or at least the head Democrat, has certainly been guilty on this one too. So I think that they take your jobs thing can be most readily addressed with history. First off, immigration in this country is not at its highest, as it has been in the history of the United States. There are several points in history when it has been higher. And so far, our culture, whatever the heck culture means, has not deteriorated. It's not gone away. We have better restaurants, better food. America's a better place because people were able to come in here and live a better life and work within the system that we have. That system being more free market and more capitalistic than most.
It's always funny when you try to pin someone down on, well, what exactly is this culture that you're talking about, right? What is American culture? Because I don't really think there is one.
I don't think there is
what,
American
what
culture.
Actually is it? You know?
Well, culture is a dangerous word.
Yeah, it has cult in it.
Exactly.
It's not just your perception of it. It's not just a reality. Because if it was a reality, right, it would be called something like logic, reason, science, math, or something like that. It's not. It's your perception of something that's real. Because I'm not going to claim that culture's not true.
Yeah.
I'm just claiming that you don't know what the hell it is.
Well, right, and I agree that there's culture, but like maybe more on a local level. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really see an American culture that strongly influencing the way that I live my life. You
I
know?
Think with mass media, we have some of it. And
yeah, perhaps.
I don't know what it is exactly. Can't put my finger on it precisely. If you claim mom and apple pie, here's a news flash for you. They like that crap elsewhere. Everybody likes their mama.
Yeah.
And I don't know where they have apples, but wherever they have apples, they have apple pie, and they like that too.
Well, that's it. It's the looking glass self theory en masse. It's not what I think I am. It's not what you think I am. It's what I think you think I am. And it's that just done on a large scale.
And I'd like to point out that, look, cars came along and displaced a huge segment of the society. There was like every 10th person was a blacksmith. And then like every 20th was a farrier. That's
right.
The person who does like the horse nails. He's a horse pedicurist.
Yeah.
And these people had jobs, but those jobs were taken away with the advent of the automobile. Now, I don't know.
Oh, people cried about that, too.
Well, the fact is that they went on and they got other jobs and they did other things. They lived productive and happy lives.
Or they adapted. There are still some farriers out there. They're just providing a very specialized service.
855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now, 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Brian, you know, sometimes people need websites.
That's true. And, you know, you don't want to rely, at least in my opinion, you don't want to rely on, you know, having a Facebook account for, you know, to represent your identity online, or a Twitter account to represent your identity online, or even a Google account. You want your own stake, your own claim in the digital space. I think that's a really important thing. It's kind of a lost art, but I'll tell you, the people that bring that art back to the fore and make it easy for literally every single human being to do, I bet a bonobos could do this, is Squarespace.com.
Monkey.
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
Ape. Monkeys have tails.
I mean, especially if you have a nice nice computer like Mark has, where it's a touchscreen. Yeah. But if you had a tablet, I think a monkey could do it easy. They could set up Squarespace. It's beautiful. You don't need to know HTML code to do this. If you do, you get to just get into the nuts and bolts of it. They let you do that. You can import your website that you already have if you want to do that. And if you want to start a business, this is really the way to go. Because the uptime, okay, which is incredibly important with business, in our 24/7 global world, you got to have that uptime that matches it. Squarespace is one of the, if not the singular company that really delivers that good. And it's amazing. And they have a lot of e-commerce options now. So if you do have that business, they keep adding more e-commerce options. It's incredible what they allow you to do. And it's so simple to set up. You don't need any programming language. You just got to have your idea. You got to know what you want to do. And then just go to squarespace.com and do it. And you can use the code FTL3, and you can get 10% off whatever you decide to go with there. Their plans are incredibly inexpensive, especially considering the value that you're getting. There's nothing wrong with someone charged a lot, especially when you're getting award-winning templates for your websites like Squarespace offers. But, you know, profit's not a dirty word, but value isn't a dirty word either, and they deliver incredible value for the amount of money that, that you pay, because it's really inexpensive. And again, FTL3, and that'll get you 10% off anything you order with Squarespace.com.
Right, and nobody gets all bent out of shape that Squarespace offers websites for a dollar less than the next guy.
But they're taking the web designers' jobs.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And what they're doing is they're not taking their jobs. They're not. I mean,
they're offering somebody something that they want more.
Right. And that's a really important thing, is to suggest that a job is yours. So a job is a relationship. It's a relationship between the employer and the employee. An employee gets to decide every single day whether or not they want to come to work. Really, they do. Every day they decide whether or not they want to come to work. Here in the United States, it is a rarity for somebody to show up at your house with a gun or a bullwhip, or both, that you didn't call in special from an escort service,
right.
and demand that you do things. So an employee gets to decide every single day whether they go to work. The employer... Well, that's what you are when you're buying something. When you're bringing a plumber to your house and you're deciding based on price and service and reliability and, you know, what time they can show up and all the things that go into the equation when you decide on your plumber, well, you shouldn't be forced to take the most expensive dude or woman or whomever. You shouldn't be forced to take them by gender either. You shouldn't be forced. And that's the same reason why I think that this they took our jobs thing is really a spurious complaint.
You might want to take the most expensive one, though, because sometimes the most expensive one does an actual better job. So
right.
they're offering a different kind of service than you would get with the cheapy plumber or whatever.
Craftsman.
Maybe your toilet's going to be leaky in a month or something.
Absolutely. And this is the thing that unions, so many labor unions out there in the country, really offer. And I'm talking about private sector unions. Public sector unions really don't offer much but piracy. But private sector unions, these guys... They're the best of the best.
Yeah.
When you get the, you know, a 597 out of Chicago Pipe Fitters Union, and you're putting together, say, a nuclear power plant.
You want them.
Right. You're not going to hire some plumber from Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
You're going to go get the, yes, as a matter of fact, I happen to know that they were putting together a nuclear power plant in Alabama. They went to Chicago, got guys out of 597 and had them put it together in Alabama because they couldn't trust anybody in Alabama to put it together.
Wow.
So this is where you go for the craftsman.
Wait a minute. I thought unions were bad.
I don't think there's any... No, I don't think that unions are bad. I think that bargaining with the power of the government
exactly.
on your side is bad.
I absolutely totally agree.
You know, one thing I don't really understand, though, is things like in New York, there's a bellhop union. I'm not thinking you're getting the craftsmanship in bellhop.
Well, I don't know. I mean, some of them are pretty... Yeah, I guess, like, how much can they really offer? But I guess there is a degree...
Do you think
of, you
that
notice
could be
a
dangerous job?
Oh, it has the potential. Oh, absolutely.
I think everybody should be able to collectively bargain.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Like, that's a right that you should be able to. I should be able to talk to you. We should be able to come to some terms, and we should say, you know what? This is fair for us. Let's go talk to the boss and say that, you know, This is what we want. And if the boss wants to fire everybody because they talked and came up with some ideas about how they could be treated better and how the everything could be done better, then that boss stinks and you should go work for somebody else anyway.
Yeah, I think the worker border thing is very much at the heart of a lot of this. Well, it's at the heart of patriotism. I think it's at, and I mean patriotism is a bad thing, and it's at the heart.
Usually use jingoism if you want to call it a bad thing.
Sure, yeah, and it's at the heart of the closed border situation. And it's unfortunate because the United States in particular was a country that supposedly, that we're told anyway, was making a statement against feudalism, was making a statement against monarchy, okay? And this is where all this comes from. This whole idea of closed borders and all this stuff and workers, it was, the serfs, it was the peasants. They wanted the security that the feudal lord gave to them, and so they created essentially borders within which that they could work, and they could take the deer from that certain area and all this stuff. All this stuff, it's feudalism, and it actually hasn't gone away, and so I feel like there's this kind of this big lie in American culture, whatever that means, that says, oh no, we're free now, we have democracy and we're away from the kings. No, not really. You're still living the same kind of life. You're still doing you're a neo-feudalism now.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, I think that's a true statement.
Yeah.
So I have this list of things from openborders.info about the benefits of opening borders. Now, if we're missing something, you, the listener out there, if we're missing something as far as, why people might want closed borders and what you think is reasonable about that or unreasonable about that, please give us a call at 855-450-FREE. However, here are some benefits as listed by openborders.info. Number one, and I think this is a pretty good one, and pretty likely, it'd double the world GDP. World GDP would experience a one-time boost. That's pretty accurate. Like, you couldn't keep on opening the borders. You can only open them once. Of about 50 to 150%. That this would allow labor that otherwise wasn't free to work inside the marketplace to work inside the marketplace and make things better. I'd like to point out, and this requires saying every single time, sadly, when we do this kind of thing on the show, is I'm not talking about people coming to this country and living off of welfare. I'm not talking about you being forced to pay for the medical care, the food, the shelter, the education of people you don't want to take care of. Now, I also don't think that you should have to do that for people who currently live in this country. I think that it's absolutely...
Right, why does where they're born matter?
Right, it's ridiculous that you should pay for housing and food and care for a person in San Antonio, through some kind of national welfare subsidy, but you don't have to do it from somebody from Ciudad Juarez. It's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense at all from a logical standpoint, except that we control this plot of land.
Yeah. You even see this on a state level where people say people come to Massachusetts. Never mind. We'll talk about it later.
855-450-FREE. We'll talk about that in a moment. 855-450-3000.
Free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind. But we're talking about open borders. And I guess it's Open Borders Day, and frankly, that's largely meaningless to me, except that it brought it to mind for me. And I guess that's what the idea of these things are. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
So, you know, open borders is almost viewed as a ridiculous notion. This country would be destroyed in a week if you opened the borders.
People are really scared. I think it's what it comes down to. It's they're afraid of losing their jobs. They're afraid that something's going to change. That's the big thing, right?
But
you really get down to the root of it.
Things will change.
Things will, yeah.
Things will change. There's no doubt about it. And many countries have, interestingly, this country does too, frankly, programs that incentivize childbirth. Now, in Singapore, for instance, they are very, very clear. They've got, they've got jingles and stuff like, let's get it on, honey. Yes. We're going to make babies.
Yeah, make some more taxpayers.
It's national night. Let's do it.
Right. And so Singapore is really obvious. But here in the United States, they give money to...
They don't need jingles. They just pay people for having kids. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the mother's WIC, whatever it is, women and infants.
Yeah,
are,
tax credits. Each child is a tax credit.
Right. The Republican welfare, which is if you fill out our tax form, the IRS form, we'll give you the earned income tax credit, the head of household, this sort of stuff. Well, you know, there you go. That's all that is just money to make more people. They've got more people, right across the border.
Yeah.
If you want more people,
please adopt.
You know, interestingly, here's one thing that I've never really understood why they didn't do. Anybody from any country can basically join the military. The military will allow you to do that. I don't understand why the U.S. military doesn't have recruitment stations in Mexico. Just across the border, you know, come join up, just like the Romans did, you know, create these...
do the French Foreign Legion?
Yeah, essentially something to that effect is you create, you know, this military. I mean, how hard is it in the United States of America to find commanding officers that speak the Espanoli? I mean, how hard is it? That's ridiculous. I mean, why don't they do this? I have no idea. People want to come to this country.
Well, they have in Puerto Rico. I don't understand... Why couldn't it work in Mexico, yeah?
Yeah, it makes no sense to me. I want to tell you about Leader Amp. This is a new advertiser with Free Talk Live, and most people want to get ahead in life, and nearly all of Free Talk Live's listeners would like to persuade people towards the idea of freedom. But did you know that some of the solutions that are claimed to help you grow actually backfire? The good news is that 70 years of science shows that even the best leaders can get better, but only if they practice in ways that actually work. Dr. Matt Barney, the founder of LeaderAmp, has coached and taught thousands of successful leaders around the world for the last 20 years using the latest science of what works and what doesn't. Dr. Barney has drafted blueprints for a new smartphone application to measure each person and tailor a customized development plan, some of which will be pushed to your smartphone, and his vision will build a community who can access approaches that really work and support each other's development as leaders. Uniquely, it will also allow you to compare your leadership with famous historical figures like Gandhi, Steve Jobs, or whomever, to help you see that they weren't perfect, but they overcame their own limitations with practice. The app isn't ready yet. It's being built. But if you want to help advance an approach that will grow freedom and people's persuasion skills, we'd love for you to join the community. Feel free to pre-order on Kickstarter. And you can go and do that at leaderamp.freetalklive.com. leaderamp.freetalklive.com to get involved, and I'm really interested in this. I think I'm going to get involved too. So leaderamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here. We've got Tom calling in from Kalamazoo. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind, sir?
Hey guys, what's going on? Just saw the post about the border thing. We're just wondering if that you're talking about all borders or just United States or what's going on with that.
Well, I guess we're talking about, theoretically, all borders, but the borders that we have the most control of here in the United States are the ones here in the United States.
Oh, we don't have much control over
that. I guess the ones that are mostly in our, top of mind, I suppose.
Right, right. And, you know, it's a sad thing when you see the melting pot, supposedly, make bad decisions when it comes to the borders. And
they put the lid on the melting pot.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned earlier about the recruiting stations in Mexico for the military. I think that's an interesting point that you brought up because the things with that is things with...
Huh. I think we lost.
He's been censored.
Yeah. ICE didn't want to hear his opinion. Okay, so one of the rules on there's a few rules on Free Talk Live. Sorry to say, it's one call a night. However, the caveat to that rule is if something weird happens to your phone, and that sounded like for all the world like a landline, didn't it?
I mean, the way it hung up.
If something happens to your phone, for whatever reason, there's some kind of technical difficulty, maybe he just put his elbow on the receiver. I don't know, but you can call back.
It's a rotary telephone.
It could be. You could be renting it from AT&T. There's still people out there that are renting the phones. This is how they used to get phones to you back in the 60s.
Seriously? Wow.
I just want to say that older phones give far less information to the NSA than smartphones do. So
I do have...
you're kind of renting your cell phone in a way, aren't you? You pay a monthly fee.
Well,
usually you get the phone for free, but then the cost of the phone is kind of built in over a two-year contract, right?
Right, but I bought my phone outright, and I pay monthly, like $50 a month through Walmart Straight Talk.
Right.
And you know, it's a service in the same way that you have to pay for telephone service. If you just get one of the old landline phones, stick it in the wall, and you don't pay for telephone service, the only thing you can do is call 911, and they're going to get tired of ordering pizza for you. So, all right, just one last time.
Right.
It's not an emergency when you want a pizza. Going back to the benefits of open borders.
Oh, Stephanie, can I just make one point?
Yeah, you were going to.
So, in the United States, all the borders are open with respect to states. You know,
right. Like, there's borders all over the United States that essentially are wide open, except California, you can't bring fruit in.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a good point. That's true. And I'm sure there are some restrictions in other places, but for the most part, there's open borders.
No, it's California.
Okay. I thought
unless
you couldn't bring, like,
in which case it's like full-on tyranny every time you cross.
Yeah, but, like, you can't bring guns from Montana to New Hampshire.
But they don't. Well, you can, actually, from Montana to New Hampshire, except some states are just a-holes about it.
Yeah, I see.
So the federal law is that you can transport a weapon. Now, what does that mean to the state of New York, through which you must travel in order to get to New England, essentially? Well, I think it means that it has to be disassembled in your trunk with the ammunition not in
and
it.
And don't get pulled over.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
essentially, just keep on the throughway and never stop.
Right. Exactly.
So, if you want to pay them taxes, if not, you stay in Pennsylvania as much as you can, and then you scoot through on whatever you take.
Right. But, I mean, this is an interesting experiment, because if states have open borders with respect to one another, people do migrate from different states to others. And some of them actually, you know, people claim that it's a problem. Like, for instance, all the New Yorkers that go and live in Florida.
Right. People.
You used to live in Florida, right, Mark? Did
right.
People
New Yorkers
complain
went down
about
to the East Coast.
Snowbirds.
But we got as Midwesterners, so they come down 75 instead of 95.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, the fact is that in Florida, the first 10 to 20 miles from the coast is occupied Yankee territory. I mean, you can go there. I'm from Bradenton, Florida. I grew up there, and I don't have that accent. I don't have that Florida accent.
Right.
Now, people will actually get on me for using the accent, because I'll use it when I'm, you know, making fun of some redneck cop or something, right? And I get it. I get it honest. You know, I grew up out in the country, but my mom was fastidious about how I pronounced words. And thank goodness for Patsy and her fastidiousness around how I pronounce words, because you can't really do the radio thing sounding all like this. Unless you do a morning show and you're the butt of the joke, right? I mean, there's that.
I was one of those invading Yankees into Florida, so from New York.
Well, yeah, but that's the point. Nothing like, the world didn't fall apart. The sky has not fallen in Florida because there are New Yorkers and other people that come live there. Same
it's
thing.
Better for all the states.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing with New Hampshire. You know, people complain about the Free State Project, people moving to New Hampshire because they want more freedom. New Hampshireites also complain about the so-called mass holes, the Massachusetts residents that move to New Hampshire and come and register their cars and shop tax-free and so forth.
If somebody complains about me being in the state, I just tell them I'll be happy to move once you can go get all the Yankees out of Florida. 855 450 free Talk Live.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Meowbit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. Meowbit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, Meowbit. Go to meowbit.com. That's MEOWBIT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin. There are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.